on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Now, when you think of groundbreaking medical research and inspiring medical professionals, it's hard to go past the Menzies Institute, I'm sure you'd agree. Well, there is a new director at Menzies, which, well, might not sound like that big a deal, but actually it is, because Professor Tracy Dixon is the first Tasmanian to be appointed to the prestigious role, and she takes over from Professor Alison Venn, who's retiring after leading the Institute for 7 years. Tracy, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So is this an exciting role or is it daunting?
It's a little bit of both. Incredibly exciting. I feel very proud to be the first Tasmanian director of Menzies, and there are great people to lead doing great work. But yeah, it's a big job, and I want to do a great job at it.
So you're a neuroscientist and you specialised through your career in neurodegenerative diseases, things like Parkinson's and motor neurone disease. So what made you focus on these areas?
Yeah, I kind of had a tangled path to my career. I was always interested in science, but like a range of different people, I applied for medicine but didn't get in. So I started a science law degree.
Well, that's an inspiring thing to know for others who might have wanted to do medicine but didn't get in.
Yeah, I think it's not bad to hear about people's tangled career paths. Sometimes young people feel such pressure to make decisions when they're young, and I think it's good to know that, you know, things work out okay in the end, and I really feel that I'm in the career that I was meant to have. So I started law. That wasn't really for me, and so I focused on my science degree here at UTAS. And then as I went along, I did honours, and I still wasn't sure what I was going to do. Finally, I found a job as a research assistant in a neuroscience lab, and that's where I really got bitten by the passion to understand the brain, and I did my PhD. My PhD was looking at the cellular mechanisms underlying Alzheimer's disease, and since then I've really stayed focused on neurodegenerative diseases, what happens in the brain when people get these diseases, and trying to work out how we might be able to treat them.
And have you had much to do, I imagine you would have, with the Wiking Dementia Research Centre? You've obviously mentioned Alzheimer's there.
Yeah, they're great collaborators of ours, and also a really important part of the university who focus primarily on dementia. And we have some researchers in Menzies who also work on dementia, and we collaborate also on our work on Parkinson's.
Now let's talk about the Menzies Institute in general for anyone who doesn't know much about it. I mean, what are the biggest research areas at the moment? Because they're so diverse, and I'm often seeing studies online of different things. You're calling for participants. So what are your areas of focus?
Well, we really, even though they seem diverse, I guess the principle on what we work on are diseases that are important to Tasmanians. So we really have great big areas of research around multiple sclerosis, cardiovascular disease, environmental health, arthritis, cancers. So they sound very different, but I think what unifies them is that these are the diseases that our Tasmanian community is affected by and where we can most make a difference.
And some of your research has been groundbreaking on a world scale, I believe, because we have, you know, say with MS, for example, we have quite a unique population set that can take part in these studies.
Yeah, our Tasmanian communities really embrace our clinical work and all of our research work. We have some of the highest participation rates in different studies, and our MS work is a real example of where we have a really engaged community in a community with a high prevalence of MS, but we also have excellent basic scientists who work in the laboratories, population scientists, and also clinical researchers all working collaboratively in the one area of multiple sclerosis, and using that approach has allowed us to really make a big difference.
You mentioned something a little earlier. You said environmental health is one of the areas you look at affecting Tasmanians. What did you mean by that exactly?
We have a really important area of research looking at air health and really understanding how air health can impact our own personal health, and particularly as we move in Tasmania into the bushfire season, a large research effort led by Professor Faye Johnson looking at how our airways are affected by bushfire smoke and how we might be able to best protect ourselves through the bushfire season.
Yeah, I think that's an area of research. research that many Tasmanians would be fascinated in. I mean, obviously, Launceston is such a huge area of concern. They've got that sort of bowl where you get all the wood fire that gets trapped in that city, hasn't it?
Yes, so it's not my area of research, but our great researchers are really looking at ways that we can change the health impacts that are happening in Launceston from that sort of topography of the area, how we can better and more safely use our wood heaters so we don't have to give up everything, because in Tassie, even though on a sunny day today we do like to burn a fire, but how can we do that safely so that it has the most minimum effect on our actual health?
And with the Menzies Centre, I mean, where do all the funds come from? I mean, this is a lot of researchers to pay, and I know you have a lot of staff, so where do you get most of your money?
So research, medical research is expensive without a doubt, and we sort of get our funding from a range of different sources. The national funding schemes, the NH and MRC, the Medical Research Future Fund that people may have heard of, but importantly is philanthropy and community giving to Menzies. It's often how we start our research projects and how we get the necessary preliminary data in order to enable larger scale funding.
And you mentioned philanthropy, but do you get many people also, you know, leave it to you in their estate? Has that happened previously?
Yes, we have. And bequests and gifts in will is a really important way of giving to Menzies and in ensuring that sort of investment in Tasmania's medical research and Tasmania's health.
And obviously, you being a Tasmanian, the first Tasmanian at the helm of the Menzies Centre, can you tell us, if you don't mind sharing, about where you grew up and where you studied?
Yeah, I had one of those sort of rambling Tasmanian educations where my primary school years were actually the East Coast, St Helens and Scottsdale. And then my family moved to Burnie, and so that's where I did most of my education, on the northwest coast at Burnie High School and Helier College. And then, like many people from that part of the state, I made the big move to Hobart for university.
And did you like living in Hobart for that period of time?
Oh, I loved it.
Party time at uni, but it sounds like you would have had to study a fair bit.
I'm not sure I studied a fair bit. I studied enough, but yeah, wonderful. And I lived at Christ College and I made wonderful friendships and all the great things that come with university as well as your education.
You then went on, I believe, to study as well at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in Manhattan. That's quite the journey.
Yeah, that was a really exciting time for myself and my husband, where we moved from Hobart to New York City. And I remember that day like it was yesterday, moving, sort of crossing one of the bridges and seeing that big city unfold. But a fabulous organisation, a fabulous place to work, and I learned a lot and I was able to bring those skills back to Tasmania.
But you definitely came back in a hurry by the sound of things once you'd got those skills.
Yeah, Tasmania's home for me, so we were really interested in coming back here to start our own family.
I had a question from Richard in Lindisfarne. He says he'd like to know a little bit more about MS research. It might be that he needs to get in touch with the Menzies Centre. He said that he's lost two relatives to it and he's holding out hope.
Yeah, hope is a really important part of medical research, and I thank that listener for the question. We love to hear from people who are affected personally by different disorders and diseases that we work on. There's many different ways people can engage. We have online learning about MS. We have different consumer support groups and family support groups, and definitely participating in our various studies.
And you said that you're passionate about performing internationally significant medical research, you know, which will lead to, you know, better outcomes specifically for Tasmanians. Where did the drive and the passion come from?
I think medical research is a really amazing balance between helping people and discovery. So you are inspired by doing an experiment for the first time, understanding a part of the brain that people might not have understood previously, putting your piece into the jigsaw that might mean that it's somebody else that makes a discovery or a breakthrough in a disease that leads to a cure. So making a difference, discovery, these are all the things that really light my fire, I guess.
Well, thanks so much for joining me in the studio. It's lovely to meet you, and good luck in the new role.
Thank you so much.
That is Professor Tracy Dixon, the newly appointed Director of the Menzies Centre. It is 9:20 on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.